This is a Smoke Radio podcast.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Coffee Hour Sessions. We are here every Wednesday at the same time, 6 o'clock. And as always, bringing you free, amazing live entertainment, live music on this little stage. So you're very lucky today just to be able to discover another young, amazing talent. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you and hand you over to these guys. So please give a huge round of applause and a warm University of London welcome to James McLaren.
Well, I'm from Southampton originally, and just sing tunes.
What got you into music? Like, what kind of age were you when you started?
I was probably about 13, 14, whatever age, sort of year eight of school. I really liked like certain, you know, rock bands at the time. I found a guitar and I started playing with some friends. We like started a punk band because we couldn't really play anything else, because not saying punk's rubbish, I really like punk music, but yeah, because it was like kind of simple relatively to play on the guitar. Yeah, we started a band at school and started doing gigs really early. Yeah, and then like people from our school would go to our gig, and like the next day like half the year group would be like either hungover or not there. So we got in trouble over that, but yeah, that was the that's how I got started.
What do you want people to take from listening to your music or seeing you perform live?
I just hope they get it, really. If they enjoy it, it does something for them, whatever it may be. I don't know what that would be from person to person. You know, I suppose it just depends whether it resonates in them, if they can enjoy it and maybe hopefully make them think about other stuff rather than their day-to-day.
How would you describe your sound, and what would you describe as the main influence to your music?
Sound, I think it has quite a lot of contrast in it. It can get very full and quite heavy at times, not in a sort of rock and metal way, but quite full on, and also goes all the way down to like the real light strip back, you know, just acoustic-y stuff. So I think I try and take it further than just like a simple acoustic song most of the time. Main influences, probably looking at Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, Warren Zevon. Early influences and other bands I like Avenged Sevenfold, Misfits, Iron Maiden. You know, just real mixed bag, really. Like, I really like some heavier rock, and I really like a lot of folk, stuff like that.
If you could perform on any stage, collaborate any artist, you can dream as big as you want with us, who would it be and where would it be?
It would have to be, I think it would just be sitting on guitar for the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Like, I wouldn't even want to sing. I'd just do a few BVs or something, backing vocals, and just, I don't know, maybe in their hometown of Florida. Hometown? Home state? somewhere in Florida, maybe. Just something like that. Or, I don't know, just coffee shop with Dylan. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'd probably say that. Just coffee shop duet with Dylan. That would be the ultimate.
What's your favourite song that you've written? Can you tell us a bit of the story behind it?
Favourite song is probably a song in an old punk band that I played in called We Are the English, and all our friends loved it, so that means that I like it. Because, you know, our group of friends growing up, they all love that song, and everyone used to go mental to it in the punk gigs, so that's probably why I like it.
How are you finding the industry at the moment?
I don't really feel like I'm in it. It's kind of feel on the edges. I think I'll probably always feel like that. It's hard to do anything, really. I think you just kind of got to just get your head down, try not to get yourself too down, plough away and just do what you feel you got to do, and don't feel you have to copy anyone.
So how did you get involved with Coffee House Sessions?
Coffee House Session, it was a bit of a drawn-out process, but they liked the music and they were good enough to invite me to do it. So I was very thankful for them for giving me this chance. Yeah, it was just a really good opportunity just to get out to, you know, as many unis as I could probably physically cram in 2 weeks. So, you know, why not? Just try and get it in front of students who, you know, may or may not like what I do. But, you know, you've got to give it a go, haven't you? So it's just really good fun so far. So it was a good gig tonight. Yeah, looking forward to travelling around the rest of the country and up to Scotland. Yeah, it's good. It should be fun.
So you said you write your own music. Where do you find inspiration for the songs?
Inspiration is something that I don't really know how to answer. I don't feel you can just turn it on like a tap. Some people can, but I don't feel that's really me. Sometimes I write if I've been to the pub or something and I come back. I like having some red wine. You start thinking about other stuff or staying up real late and, you know, when you're not quite your normal sort of zone of thinking. Just anything, really. Try not to make it all about me and try not to always just write from personal experience. Try to just think about how things like would be if I was doing this, or sometimes if there is something to say, then you got to say it. And that's
what is the current song that you just keep replaying on your phone or iPod at the moment?
I'm a bit of a country fan. I don't like all of the real modern country artists, because I think for my taste they're trying to take it to R&B. They're sort of mixing rap almost and R&B with country, and that's a horrendous combination. But the one song I keep coming back to is a song called Springsteen by Eric Church. Absolutely love it. Eric Church is the man, you know, what a dude.
If you weren't doing what you're doing now, what would you be doing? Or what do you do when you're not performing musically?
If I wasn't doing this as much as I was doing, I don't really know what. Probably, I don't know, I'd be doing something somewhere.
So what was it like recording your EP?
Yeah, it was really good. I was with a guy called Ian Grimble, and just a sort of real natural process. Just started with getting the ideas down, getting some demos together, just all the usual stuff. But yeah, really good experience, because everything on the recording is stuff we recorded ourselves, so we didn't use any sort of loops, so it's all really organic. Sounds a bit hippie-ish, but if we wanted a shaker on it or something, we didn't use an Apple loop or something. We were like, right, let's get in the room, mic up a shaker, boom. So hopefully that comes across.
So what was it like working with him?
Yeah, we get on really well. We do see kind of like eye to eye, and that's not always the case with producers working with songwriters and artists. We're both quite quiet types in a way, so it's like, you know, we kind of just think it out, and he's got some great ideas, and or if something needs something and I just don't even know what it needs, then he'll just drop a little crumb there and it'll be like, oh yeah, that, you know, get thinking on some, on an idea, and that'll just, like, before you know it, boom, you got a track. And yeah, he's really good at, like, sculpting sounds. So we record stuff, and then, you know, he's got those old equipment where he can make it sound like you're on a spaceship or something like that. He is the real deal. He's not just sat with his laptop computer using electronics. He's got the old style gear, and he knows how to use it, and he knows the new school as well. So yeah, he is the real deal.
So what's next for you?
I'm recording with him actually at the moment. Like, this tour's broken it up, so I'm back in the studio straight after. Just finishing the second EP. The first one's out early November. And yeah, finishing the second EP, which will be out early in the new year, probably like early February, but it'll be banded about like next year. And yeah, some full band gigs coming up. There's one in London on the 9th of December, and hopefully next year, full like touring schedule in a more full band setting rather than just acoustic, or probably a bit of both. EP coming out on the 3rd of November, the Stay Aboard EP, and there'll be another one out early next year, which is as yet unnamed.
Thanks very much. Everyone, give it up one more time for the amazing James McLaren and his band. Yeah.
This is a Smoke Radio podcast.